This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Hey Mishnah Yud Gimel in Avos Arba Midos Ba'Adam. The Mishnah tells us there are four types of characteristics by people, the way they act in their interpersonal relations with others, with their friends. The Gabe helping and enjoying the pleasure of each one enhancing everybody else's life through giving to them. So Abri is Ba'adam Ha'oim Shali Shali V'Shaloch Shaloch Zumi D'Beinanis. So the first Madre Mida in the interpersonal relationship, the person says, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. Any Ratzel HaNoischa, I don't want to give you pleasure. Ma'alavai Shalotena, oh, you see, you shouldn't give me pleasure. We stay to ourselves. So in the first, in the first lashon of the Mishnah is Ubinus Beinus. That's regular. Of a regular, like a regular person. He's not a chassid. He's not a rasha. He's not stealing from the person, but he's not a chassid who tries to really help somebody else. And he's realized like he wants to be an enemy. He's not trying to be an enemy from somebody else. He's an enemy from his own. But the Mishnah continues, "Yesh umidah stein." This is the midah of stein. Korav adavir says the Rav Lovi the midah stein. This type of attitude and hashkafa, you can come to this midah stein, the midah of the stomites. Mitoch shu rogel b'kach. Don't you very accustomed to not lending a hand to somebody else, not to give hanah and benefit to somebody else. I feel b'dosh shachavir nana for you know chosa. Even something that your friend will have benefit, you're not going to lose out. It's a zenan of zelo chosu. But yitzlahas chaver, you don't want to give you some benefit. You're not using your apartment. You're going away for a few days. You don't want anybody to use it. Not because you're worried or anything. Just stop. You don't like other people using your stuff. You don't like to give benefit to somebody else. This is midas toin. Shumechav lechalos a regular b'neiya. Abi shoyis haoros v'chavos v'dafdem. Lo you chesed. They weren't missing anything. They did not allow other people to come onto the, into their land. They didn't want people to be. They didn't want to host anybody. They didn't want people around. They tortured them and they gave them problems. So it didn't come anything off their back. But they were not interested in it, and they should benefit anybody. That is midas toin, and we have to be very careful. A man was created in this world for others. That's what Chaim Volozhin said, told his son, and he wrote in his Akdama that the Tatar of Chaim Volozhin always used to say that a person was created in this world for others, not for himself. So I mean, that Stoyim was trying to destroy that, and that's why the world says, Olam Chesed Yivon, the world's created for Chesed. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the entire day doing Chesed with the Briyas. So too, that's how a person should emulate Hashem, do Chesed, want to do Chesed. Be busy with helping others. Stoim, they were Rishoim Ad Ma'oi, they didn't want to be involved in that. They wanted to be selfish and they wanted to be uncaring. And somebody who only benefits and doesn't give anything. So therefore, because of that, that is the meanness of Stoim. So it continues the Mishnah, the second Madrega Shali Shaloch Vishaloch Shali. Shali shalach, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine, that's called an amaretz. That's an amaretz. Shenana, says the Rav, umahana b'shava, b'zei yeshuva shalach. That's the way the normal world runs. He doesn't know before Shapasit that says, v'sonim atav zich, you're not supposed to live off of people. Amaretz wants that the land will be fixed up, there should be good camaraderie between people, there should be good shalom between people. He wants that the world should have a tikkun, should be good, should be enjoyable to live. And therefore, everybody shares what they have with others. Okay, but he's not, says the Rav, he's not smart enough, he's not intelligent enough to realize that it's a setup to tikkun ha'ruin, that what's the right way, what's the proper way to fix up and make a tikkun for the world. So the third, that's the second majority. I'm harsh. Shalish shalach, shalach shalach. What's mine is yours, and what's yours is yours. I don't take any benefit. That's a chosid. He doesn't want to, not that people don't want to give it, he doesn't want to have enough for other people, he doesn't like taking enough from people. He doesn't want to have to come on to me, he doesn't take enough from people. That is a chassid, even though he gives out to people. He's only a giver, not a taker at all. He doesn't like to take at all. He doesn't want to have that, get into that mode of taking. And sometimes when you're focused on taking too much, you forget about giving. So he wants to stay as a giver and not a taker. That is a chassid. The shali, shali, shalach, shali, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine. That's a rush, obviously, because he's trying to destroy the Holy Son of Chesed. Everything is his, he's so selfish, and nothing's out to anybody. Everything is his. He doesn't like to give in any which way. That is very dangerous. That's a very dangerous thought pattern. Very dangerous hashkafa, and that's why he's called it's a rasha, Hashem Yirachem. You want to take away somebody else's money, and you don't pay them back. That's dangerous, and what is that? And therefore, the Mishnah tells us what we have to be careful to make the most important thing to be that chassid ayyidei, to be that chassid ayyidei. The person realizes that this world is only about doing chesed. Everybody said, that's what we're created with two eyes. The eyes, we don't really see ourselves. We look at ourselves. We ignore the eyes and see other people. And realize what they're going through and try to help them in any which way we can.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.